It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Somehow, the Canadian singer-songwriter Ron Sexsmith manages to make a case of the deep blues sound sweet.
I heard the thunder, so I braced for the rain. Tried to get out from under, but all was in vain. There's no way to stop it from pouring. Buckets down from the sky when you're stuck in a cloud and there's nowhere to go but down.
Ron Sexsmith's new album Forever Endeavor comes out next week. It's his 13th album, and the songs show him at midlife reflecting a lot on the passage of time. Ron Sexsmith joins me now from NPR West. Ron, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know, in the song, you're saying nowhere to go but down, but the song feels so buoyant.
You know, I was trying to write it almost like a Chaplin-esque kind of sad clown song, you know. I always try to infuse some kind of hope or humor in there, if possible.
Is there something about that tension between sadness and light or humor that you really like?
Well, I think there's always something comforting about sad songs. It's like when Bing Crosby sang all those Depression era songs, you know. It's a, you know, an emotion that I think it's a shared thing that everyone can relate to. And you know, I wrote that song basically because I'd made my last album and I was feeling pretty good about things, and then when we started shopping it around we got so much rejection for it. And so I just, you know, I remember thinking nowhere to go but down, and then, you know, but as I wrote the song it made me feel better, you know, as sad songs do, you know.
It's like you're stuck in a painting, unable to cry or to make a sound, and there's nowhere to go but down.
A number of these songs I've read were written at a time when you were thinking a lot about your own mortality because you had a health scare.
Yeah, I had a bit of a few months of not really freaking out, but they found this lump in my throat, which is always, when you're a singer, it's like the worst news you can get. And so it was just waiting around for tests and waiting around for results. And but thankfully, I got good news. It was a benign thing.
That's great news.
Yes.
But it did end up in the song somehow, that period.
It did. I have a song called The Morning Light, which was the last song on the record that, you know, it's just so great to wake up every day, you know. It's, you know, we're still here, hooray. And then I remember I was waking up, I was looking at the light coming in the bedroom window, and there was dust, you know, when there's dust dancing around in the light. And I was thinking, well, you know, they always say ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and all that. And I thought, well, maybe that's what happens when we die. We just become this dust that joins the sunlight.
Where will we go when it's time to go? Will we turn to dust and cloud in the morning light?
Is it hard to write when you are so anxious about your health?
Well, when you're a writer, you kind of take everything, you know, and every little, whatever you're going through. I mean, it's kind of convenient, actually, to have an outlet like that, whatever it is. If you're in love, you can write a happy romantic song, or if you're feeling down. And I wonder what other people do that don't write. You know, they must maybe go play golf or something. But yeah, I just it was on my mind, and so naturally, being a songwriter, it sort of worked its way into some of the lyrics.
Worked its way in, but again, and often in a pretty jaunty way. I'm thinking about the song Sneak Out the Back Door,
which is
about goodbyes of all kinds, but certainly has shades of what we're talking about, too, about saying a final goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been good at goodbyes. I'm gonna sneak out the back door. Nobody can say that I didn't try. Gonna sneak out the back door. Let it ride, let the whole thing slide. Drift far from the shore. Don't wanna be missed, didn't even exist. I'm gonna sneak out the back door.
Ron Sexsmith, talk a bit about this song.
Well, it was kind of written around the time of Nowhere to Go, where I was feeling a bit rejected by the music industry. It's a feeling that comes and goes, I find. And I was just thinking about disappearing or wanting, and not wanting to make a spectacle of myself.
And when my life is over, gonna sneak out the back door. Before the mood turns sober, I'm gonna sneak out the back door.
That is me, though, and I'm at a party or something and I'm not really enjoying myself. I don't want to say, hey, everybody, I'm leaving. I just sort of want to be kind of like the wind or something. Oh, where did that wrong guy go?
Sneak out the back door.
But in my career, I've had ups and downs, and there's some times where I get sort of fed up with it. I'm not, it's not happening or something. And, you know, I'd never be one of those guys to say, okay, I'm going to do a farewell tour. I would just not be there anymore, you know. I think that's really the best way to do it. But what happens with me is I get down and I write a bunch of songs and I get excited again. And so it's like Charlie Brown trying to kick the football all the time, you know.
with better result, though.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks.
Let's talk about the title of the album, a play on words, Forever Endeavor, Endeavor being one word in the title, but it sounds like forever and ever.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, when you're a songwriter, it is a bit like a forever endeavor because you're trying to do something or write a piece of music that maybe will outlive you. Or, you know, it's like the Stephen Foster songs, everybody still knows Camp Town Races or something, you know. That's the kind of, when you're a songwriter, you have a shot at immortality if you're lucky, you know.
I want to end by asking you about the song Deepens with Time.
Okay.
Which starts with memories from childhood, sort of a bittersweet look backward.
Yes.
I hear my mother's voice calling me home across a field so long ago. It still rings in my mind. It deepens with time.
And Ron, by the end of the song, we're in a very different place. Where are we?
Well, by the end, I say through our hands it slips away, through our hair a touch of gray, and in the back of our minds, you know, and it just, it's something that you don't think about, but every now and then you realize you're having a good time, and then it hits you that, wow, this is all maybe going to end someday, you know, and it just, it's the stuff of what we make movies and write songs about, you know, it's like the terms of endearment and all that, you know. I mean, it's a bittersweet song for sure. And I'm really glad that we made it on this record.
I hear a song I used to know, playing on my spirit's radio, and I still know every line, it has deepened with time.
Ron Sexsmith, it's great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
The new album from Ron Sexsmith is Forever Endeavor. It's out next week. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.